So when building a website, it's quite important to be aware of the end product and the use of it. It's a bit like buying something that you are going to use, and once you've got it, you're grateful. But it's the use of it afterwards that's quite key to remember. And with a website, I think a lot of people are slightly up and then having celebrated the launch of the website, they're a bit lost with how to actually use that afterwards. And it's not so much as being lost, it's just that it doesn't get used. And if it doesn't get used, then it's pointless having it in the first place. And I think a website with the new rise in social media has just recently gone boom again. More so with the aspect of Facebook and Twitter, and RSS feeds seem to have existed what feels like a long, long time ago. And although they're still around now, it comes in the form of tweets and things like that nowadays. And WordPress and websites like that seem to be on the rise and more of an interesting aspect for people. And I understand that because it's part of blogging. But when you've got a website, all these bits can be plugged in and fed through like an RSS feed. So an RSS feed is just a way of taking a list of information or some information that is treated like a list and then placed into another area. So you could easily get your tweets through some sort of an RSS feed onto your website. And from that, you would automatically have a website that would be living and breathing itself in many ways. And I think that is interesting and quite good, but then it's not acceptable in many ways. It's not you actually updating the website with relevant content, I suppose, and making sure the website could be used to its full. For example, the seasons and making it a bit Christmassy. I think everybody is aware of the idea of when Christmas comes, everyone wants to have a look at, if you're geeky enough, pardon me, you want to have a look at what Google are going to put as their image. So when it comes to certain times of year, Google actively promote Halloween and all these other festivals and times of years just so that they can make people be aware and be attracted to their website. And there's similar little tricks like that that I think people seem to be forgetting to do and deliver. And I think overall, it's difficult to do that, but I'm guilty of it as well. And I think it does take time. And I wouldn't say to do it straight away. You've got to, once you have your website, to build in time to try and do it. And if you don't do it regularly, then I'm sure it will come back to a year later where you have to replenish your domain and hosting. And I'm pretty sure at that point that people would then take it seriously enough to consider rewriting their website. And like I said, I'm guilty of it too. And it is difficult, but it needs to be part of a job. And you have to dedicate time to it. And I think that's it in a nutshell, is to make sure that your website isn't just living and breathing through other feeds, but so that it's living and breathing by you being on it and monitoring it, but seasonally would be a great advantage.